Blog Talk Radio.
In these days of tea parties and constitution rallies, we're all looking back to our founding fathers for a little bit of wisdom. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting the brush fires of freedom in the hearts of men." This is the voice of an irate, tireless minority of one. We'll be talking about politics, religion, and doing what's right. And you can call me Mom.
You're lost, you don't know where you are, you're all alone. You're in the dark and you don't know where to find the light.
Everybody, and welcome to Irate Tireless Minority with your host, Belle Pibal is in France, thus I'm pronouncing her name that way. No, I'm just kidding. Belle is taking the evening off, and I am Kel Fritzy of Red Fox Radio, and I am honored to fill in as the guest host for this program this week. You know, I tell you, you listen to Irate Tireless Minority and listen to the programs that Belle conveys each and every week to you. They are so important, and that you have to pay attention, because this lady is right on top of the game, and she's informing you as to what is happening out there within the United States of America and elsewhere. This lady talks about the issues of Islam, the issues of the Constitution, the issues that affect all of us in the West in general. And today, she has something that I am going to convey to you. Like I say, I'm Kel Fritzy. This is, scary, folks. There are five things you need to know about the CISA bill that just passed. Now, the CISA bill is the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. Okay, are you afraid yet? Are you? Bloody well better be. Now, this is after a long campaign, and this is against the original Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. Privacy advocates, civil liberty groups, legal experts, and ordinary citizens have all been left dismayed with the bill's contentious features being forced into an omnibus bill that was passed by Congress last week. Folks, pay attention. And by the way, this information came across our desk December 22nd, yesterday. Now, the year-end spending bill, which was signed into law, covered a lot of ground, and it was highly unlikely to be voted down. You know, this is scary. Is this what have led to a government shutdown? Okay. The spending bill accounts for $1.5 trillion and had the CISA measures tacked on by House Speaker Paul Ryan. Please don't get me started with Paul Ryan. Thank you very much. Sidebar, don't trust a guy with two first names. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Alrighty. Now, proponents of the new measures, dubbed the Cybersecurity Act of 2015, say it will help it combating cyber attacks by allowing companies and organizations to share data Well, the bill's opponents said it was another overreach of government surveillance. Oh, pardon me while I clear my throat. Now, this is what you need to know, though, okay? This is what you need to know. Of course, the major tech companies hate it, for goodness sake. You know, in the ongoing back and forth between Silicon Valley and the U.S. government, this is typified by the encryption debate. Many of tech's biggest companies oppose CISA. As a result, this new cybersecurity law, too. Reddit, Yelp, Twitter, and unsurprisingly, Apple, have all voiced opposition to these measures. At the same time, a number of trade groups have held similar positions. These include groups with members like Facebook and Amazon. However, these companies haven't taken their own individual stance on the issue. Now, why is that? That is baffling to me. This is absolute mess, craziness, in that this could even be entertained. Ladies and gentlemen, I implore you, and bear with me, and Belle, as we delve further into this. Like, what about information sharing? You know, will that help? Well, under these measures, companies can share data with the government. But there appears to be little oversight to manage this. Dun, da, da, da. Companies need to keep an eye out for a cyber threat indicator, which would inform their decision to share the data with authorities. Oh, here, my God. People, are you understanding this, observing this? This is craziness. That cute little kitten on your Facebook page, well, that might be data shared with the proper authorities. Now, at the same time, there is no way to prove that sharing this data could prevent a cyber attack or that companies will be penalized for sharing irrelevant data users, which would be a breach of privacy. Yeah. Oh, come on. Folks, I implore you once again. We have already experienced breach of privacy. Finally, there is also concerns over the government gathering huge swaths of data from companies like this, which could, in theory, create a centralized database of user info that hackers could target. And that is absolutely correct. I'm going to put the link in the chat room for you guys, because you really do have to follow the bouncing ball on this one. I am so incensed by these measures, and that once again, this is Big Brother coming in to play once again. Like, what happened to our autonomy? Well, we don't have it anymore, it seems. This is a horrid development, in that the CISA bill was passed. This is terrible. How do we tolerate this? But you know what? Nobody barely said a word. What about the accountability and how it's restricted? How do you restrict accountability, okay? Well, Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon called the bill badly flawed. Oh, gee, Sherlock. He said it was filled with unacceptable surveillance provisions that were in need of more rigorous debate. Ron Wyden said it contains substantially fewer oversight and reporting provisions than the Senate version did. He added that bodies like the CIA will be less accountable for their actions and have few rules that compel them to take part in investigations into the use of data on its own should be of grievous concern to you. We are all consumers of the internet, and we are all in a position of trust at some point. Now we don't know for sure. We have to ensure that there is a reliability of trust and that we can utilize the internet because this is how we communicate. We communicate globally. And this bill is totally irresponsible in that 1984 is coming to fruition with this sort of menace. It's a menace. It's terrible in that this is going to pass. Well, it did pass. I'm going to speak generically. And that this is going to pass as a mainstream within our future cyber lives. It's not fair at all. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to me. What really disappoints me is that this bill passed with little fanfare. And, I hope you guys are sitting down. Since the bill was passed and signed by you know who, Barack Hussein Obama, the new cybersecurity measures have been picked apart and criticized heavily. Okay. However, in the run-up to the vote, there was much less fanfare than the previous version of CISA. That garnered few attention as well. This has come in for some serious criticism, and well, it should. Now, Justin Amash, a Michigan Republican, said Congress was kept in the dark over the addition of the CISA to the spending bill, is to ensure that opponents don't have time to rally opposition to particular measures. Folks, once again, I implore you. Tactics. What is wrong, our Congress, in that the long pen always seems to pass? We are the people. We are the representatives. You see, we are Americans, and we are the representatives, whether it be the Senate or the Congress. People that sit in those buildings represent us. And if we can entrust our very own representatives that represent us as the House, Congress, the people, being kept in the dark over such bills, in that there is a usurper in the White House that can override and keep us in the dark, then what country are we? Seriously. It is time to put out our own long pen coming up later in the new year. General election. Keep that in mind and be mindful of your candidate. But this is, you know, it's disgusting to me. You know, it is unreal that something this serious, something that could have severe ramifications on not only our ability to communicate via the internet and do so privately. But this is a violation of the First Amendment. You know, the future is totally unclear with this. You know, that remains to be seen exactly, but supporters of the bill have welcomed its passing. What? Organizations like the National Retail Federation said it will create an atmosphere of community vigilance that will ensure that consumers' sensitive data is kept safe. That's the least of my concerns. Are you nuts? This is not what this bill is about, people. You know, first of all, I really don't care if people know that I shopped at Victoria's Secret. But I do care about that I am conveying my concerns about the growing threat called Islam. You know, you want to know what size panties I bought at Victoria's Secret? Have at her, but do not interfere with my business when I am conveying from one message to another my concerns about the safety and security of the United States of America. Do not even come near me. This is what you're encroaching upon. You know, the government has a new means to gather people's data, and it will have to face growing pressure to keep it secure. Oh, well, how? You already know my panty size. Just look at the hacks, like that seen at OPM this year. It is unreal. But you know what? At the same time, the expanding surveillance culture will likely continue under the banner of this act. This is frightening, and you should be concerned. You know, most members of Congress still don't understand what it will actually do. Even Greer of the Fight for the Future told The Intercept, which has dramatically expanded the U.S. government's unpopular and ineffective surveillance programs and make all of us more vulnerable to cyber attacks by letting corporations off the hook instead of holding them accountable when they fail to protect their customers' sensitive information. Now, I am telling you, I shared this as a broad column, and I, though, implore you that you have to stand up to this sort of thing. Like I said, this will violate your privacy, your Constitution, your First Amendment. This is terrible. And if we don't stand up to it now, we will have no choice but to confront it down the road in devastating means. And I'm sorry to say that, but we are at a juncture right now. The internet has been very kind. The internet has been a tunnel in which we can garner information, reach out, share, talk, and convey. But this is going beyond the pale, way beyond the pale. And I cannot believe that this passed. I cannot believe, once again, we're dealing with surveillance on our own very lives. The Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, i.e. CISA, passed yesterday. It was signed into law like I always say, it's your country. Take it back. This is the latest in the atrocity. You think about the money behind this, too. The spending bill. $1.5 trillion. How are we going to afford this? Oh. I swear. I just want to wrap my head, big, huge towel, and bury it underneath my pillow. But you know what? I have so much faith in the resilience of the American people. We shall overcome this one. Just to remind, pardon me. Just to remind you, you're listening to Kel Fritzy of Red Fox Radio. Belle is taking a well-deserved Christmas day off. And if I'm making absolutely no sense, I take absolute responsibility. You know, it's unbelievable that these things are occurring. But, you know, it is also something that I am so glad that Irate Tireless Minority brings to your attention. You have to ensure that you hold your representatives accountable for such measures. This one is in particular nefarious. What's going to happen next? I have a critique regarding Islam. Maybe I have a problem with, I don't know, Islamic State auctioning off 4-year-olds as sex slaves, and so I make my voice heard? Am I going to be filtered? Am I going to be targeted? Are they going to come after me? Will the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act shut down my account and that I will no longer be able to speak with you about my legitimate concern? We shall see. But we are close to ending the program. And I want you to scroll up and look at the links that Belle put in there and tie in to our spirit of Christmas and our Christianity. Go up there and click on the link, and that is memes.com. And you're going to see a slide which is very important for you to absorb. And the slide is captioned as, you know that nativity play Christians reenact every Christmas? It's about a Middle Eastern couple seeking refuge and shelter. Absolutely. And indeed. That was Mary and Joseph traveling to give birth to our son, Jesus Christ. He was born in Bethlehem. These were true refugees, not migrants that you see of today. I don't know if you guys have noticed some of the slippity slides that seem to pop up on, on the internet. Oh, our apologies, you know, CISA, our apologies, but they do get away with us. But the thing is that You see these so-called migrants traveling across the seas in leaky boats. Oh, and by the way, they're wearing designer clothes. Some of them are clean-shaven because they're preparing for the maruna or the takia. And they're taking selfies of themselves. Yeah. Quote-unquote refugees. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the migrants. No. The true refugee was Mary and Joseph, so that they could give us the greatest gift we could ever imagine. And that was our Son of God. And that is Jesus Christ. Irate Tireless Minority wishes you nothing more than a blessed Merry Christmas. Be safe. Be well. And remember that the true spirit of Christmas lies inside of us, in our humanity, in our ability to share compassion and to hold out a hand to those in need, like we did 2,000 years ago when Mary and Joseph entered into Jerusalem, or Bethlehem, my apologies, and we offered a hand. And thus a Savior was born. We're going to close out with this. I want to thank Belle for entrusting me with her radio program today. And thank you to Paul and Vito and Thomas and Dan for being here. On behalf of Irate Tireless Minority, have a blessed Merry Christmas.
At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time. And while they were there,
thank you. Hello?